How about Aaron Rodgers? The quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. This is what he said. I don't know how you can believe in a God who wants to condemn most of the planet to a fiery hell. You know what? I don't know a God like that either. Because the God of the Bible is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come into repentance.
Amen.
The God of the Bible is love. The God of the Bible only does good unto us.
Right. Yeah.
The God of the Bible gave His only begotten Son. He sacrificed His Son for us, that we could believe in Him and not have to taste hell.
Amen.
He's just to send us to hell. He's righteous to send us to hell. But our God is a merciful God. He's a long-suffering God. And Aaron Rodgers has a perverted view of God. And he's not afraid of the God of the Bible. He rejects the God of the Bible. And if he does not repent, he's going to split hell wide open. And every single moment, he's going to say, I wish I had cut both arms off. I wish I had ripped my eyes out. Losing in the playoffs wasn't worth it. Yeah, you suck, Aaron Rodgers. Get over it. I don't care if you're the best quarterback ever. Doesn't matter. Oh, it's so amazing. Yeah, why aren't y'all cheering? I mean, isn't that what they do? Oh, because I have to have a ball in my hand, right? Isn't that just so cool? Let's just go watch a bunch of people just. You'll have to pay a couple hundred dollars to see that, though. Okay? And look, I'm not against sports. I'm not against physical activity. But you know what? I'd rather have all my limbs chopped off than go to hell. And you know what? People today, what are they going to do? Instead of going to church on Sunday, they're going to go glorify man.
Yeah.
Let's see how amazing man is. He can throw a football 50 yards. So amazing. Nothing more amazing than that. Maybe not the God that created them. Or the universe. Or the stars. Or just that simple thing called water. It's pretty great. I like it. Or just the King James Bible. What are people going to do today? They're going to go worship man. Glorify man. That's all the Super Bowl is. A glorification of man. A glorification of the creature. It's not a glorification of God. I had to turn to Romans chapter 1. Let's read a couple verses here. Look at verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and righteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so they without excuse. Aaron Rodgers is not going to be burning in hell and saying, oh, I had all these excuses. He knows that God exists. He knows the God of the Bible is the truth. He rejects the truth. He hates the truth right now. And he needs to repent before he becomes worse off. Before he becomes twice dead.